Are you interested in the paranormal and the supernatural? My name is Daniel, and I am the host of Chilling True Tales. I've realized that we all share our reality with beings we don't understand, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. That shadow that's standing in the corner watching you, that voice you hear call your name, that strange light in the sky that disappears when you point it out, are they actually there? I have been interested in the paranormal since I was a child, having had my own fair share of experiences. And other people have shared their first-hand experiences with me over the years as well, maybe looking for answers. I started SOS Paranormal to record, investigate, and share this area of interest so that all of you can experience this too. So please join me at Chilling True Tales for real experiences from real people. Now, are you ready?
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. I'm your host, Braden. This is your call-in show. Not mine. I just host it. These are your calls, your paranormal calls, ghost calls, Sasquatch sightings, UFO encounters. You've seen that weird silver bean that's, you know, people have called in about. You've seen the void. You had some weird seance experience. This is the place. These are your people. 1-833-703-0424. The lines are open. Huge shout out. I want to give a huge shout out to everyone listening to the show. Obviously, if you listen to, you come hang out on the lives while we're waiting for calls, you listen to the podcast version, you'll know, you know, two kind of different vibes. Try to keep the podcast version a little more spookier. You know, keep the chit chat in between. So, the lives where I can kind of connect with you guys more. And I really want to thank everyone that's been tuned into the show. Last week, you know, I was a little down on the show. I don't know why I was a little down. The numbers took a little dip, and I just spent all this money on advertising. So, I was, you know, they weren't too down, but they were, I was expecting them to be kind of on the up. And then today's episode released, and today is now our record for the most downloaded Cosmic Channels episode to date is today. So thank you everyone for downloading. But we got a call on the line. They take priority. Let's go right to the call. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Braden. This is
This is
Baby Narbu.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Not too bad. Just hanging out, taking calls. What do you got for us tonight?
Well, last Saturday, I think I saw a fucking UFO, man.
Hey, that's what I like to hear.
Some crazy shit in the sky. Like, when I was driving home on my block, like, above my house, I don't know how far away, but pretty far away.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, so last Saturday, it was probably around, actually, I could pull up how much or what time it was. It was around 10 o'clock on Saturday. This is in the Orange County area. Buena Park is the city. I'm looking north across the freeway, the 91 freeway, which I live, like, backed up right next to the freeway. So my backyard is the freeway wall.
Yeah.
So I'm looking down my street above my house, north into the night sky. And then there's like a cluster of lights. Like, it looks like at first I think helicopters, because around my, like, I live by the freeway. So there's always helicopters like flying by, doing chases and whatever. But this is like way, way further out. And there were so many lights, and they were like to the left of the lights. There was like kind of helicopter lights, it looked like, but then there was just like the main big cluster, and it was like, it was kind of arranged in like a pyramid shape. Like, it, like, that's just kind of what it, like, that's what my brain was seeing, even though it was just three flashing dots.
So it was just three lights, like in a triangle formation.
So the main cluster, it was like three flashing lights, but they were all like not synced up, like flashing at their own times. But it was three main ones that made the triangle shape, and then below it, like as if it was the base of the pyramid, it was like kind of just a string, like a bead of lights. Okay. Also flashing, but it was dimmer than the triangle, like the three points of the triangle.
Yeah, and how long did it it just hovered? Any rotation, anything?
It was in the same spot for like I was out there. I went on my roof to get a better angle, and I'll send you a video right now through Instagram. But it was just like in the same spot, and it like I also recorded like a helicopter was passing by kind of close for like reference of like the light kind of
right,
I guess.
On.
But like in the distance, like whew. It was just oh my gosh.
So
I don't even know, man.
How long do you think did you watch these lights for?
So like 1 to 2 minutes I was out there just like from the moment that I drove down my street to getting up on my roof. Oh no, it wasn't 1 to 2 minutes. It was kind of like, I think it was like 5 minutes, but like through my pictures and stuff, the time was 10:18 when I started trying to take a picture of them, but they weren't coming out good. So I got on my roof, and then I ended at like 10:30. So around 10-12 minutes, I was trying to figure out what they were. But like from a distance, it looked like they were all staying stationary, and together they were creating a shape. And then to the left of that shape, there looked to be like helicopters, looking at it, I guess.
Interesting. And no movement, no rotation, no dip or anything. It just, these lights just kind of hung there.
Just stayed there floating in the distance. I'm not even too sure how to gauge the distance, but like, I think vision is like 10 miles, right? Before you can't even see anymore.
I'm not a vision expert. I sometimes miss stuff in front of my face, so I'm not a good person to ask. One question I'm going to ask though, because it whenever someone tells an account like this or says lights, I always hear fucking Dan's annoying voice in the back of my head, right? And his voice in the back of my head says, "Oh, there's probably a mountain there, and there are lights on a mountain that they can't see at night." You're in that area. Is that, can we disprove that?
There is a mountain. I don't really know. I think it's the San Gabriel Mountains. Like if I look north from my house, yeah, you can see them, but I don't think like the mountain is way too far for those lights to be like, they look pretty close. They look like in between me and the mountain.
Yeah.
Like that mountain is probably like, it's a while away. Cause I live kind of by LA.
Yeah.
So
you're saying right now, like there is mountains, but the chances of those lights being like where you saw them in the sky, you're saying like next to impossible that they were just like, street lamps, as Dan always likes to say, on this mountain.
I think so.
The other great way we can check too is that, when did you say you saw this?
It was Saturday at around 10:15.
Pretty clear night.
Pretty clear night.
How's it looking there today?
Clear skies, no clouds. So, looking good.
I mean, we can chalk that it's not lights on that mountainside if you go out and take a picture tonight around the same time.
Ooh.
Right?
I will do.
Yeah, do that, and then because then we can at least, because that's whenever I hear that, I like. And I've seen those triangles. I've watched seen so many UFO photos and stuff. And when I show Dan or I'm excited, he always says it. He goes, "Well, I don't know if there's a mountain back there or not. Maybe they're just lights on a mountain." I'm like, "Fuck you! Yeah. It's aliens, dude."
No, it was definitely. I gotta say, man, I live here all my life. I'm 20, so I've been seeing this mountain, and like, I don't really have a good judge of distance, I guess.
Yeah.
But I've that mountain has never been lit up the way it has been, unless some like crazy shit was going down and like criminal activity that needed to involve I don't know.
I mean, I feel like in that case though, you would have seen like red and blue, like you would have, you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
you probably would have known there would have been more evidence of something big going on. But the thing that still doesn't make sense is three stationary triangular formation lights just sitting in the sky. Right?
They were all blinking, like all randomly. It didn't look like it had any sort of like pattern or it maybe did, but like when I was staring at it for all the time it was just flashing lights in like a little tiny triangle pyramid kind of thing in the distance with like the base of the triangle kind of lit up. It looked crazy, but
yeah, I don't.
Like, I didn't look at MUFON or anything because that was only Saturday and I was busy.
So. I'll pull up. I'm gonna pull up MUFON right now because, like maybe. Because I'm like, I pretty much check every day, and I'm like, there is a possibility there was like written accounts in that area, and I just kind of like, because I usually look at the ones that either have pictures or video attached. I don't really look at just the like written accounts. Sometimes I do, but you know, to be honest, not. Yeah. I'm usually more into the ones with videos and stuff.
And I sent the video through Instagram on the Alien Theorist Theorizing page.
Beautiful. I won't be able to look it up. I can't because I'm streaming on Instagram. I can't open it. But what I'll do is I'll open it later. And then when I'm editing this, I'll put the video that you have. I'll tag it at the end of your story.
All right. I just wanted you to get a better idea of what I'm describing. Cause yeah. It's kind of hard.
Well, no. When you describe it, I'm seeing it perfectly in my head. I'm telling you. Those like triangle lights are burned into my image. I see so many of them, right, that are unexplained and stuff that people post. Oh, it's for some reason it's down right now, so I can't even pull it up. I was going to see if there's any. They're probably getting hacked again. God damn, we're getting too close to the truth. I'll have to check into that later, and we'll see what's going on. So what happened? Did you just get bored of kind of looking at them? Did they disappear? How did this end?
Just as I described it. Just saw them from like driving home on my block, and then I went up to my roof to like look at them for longer and see what was up, to see if they were just helicopters like circling an area. But they were all stationary, not moving, not changing brightness or anything. They weren't like going further. They weren't slightly moving. They were literally all still. Yeah. And I tried to take pictures and a video, but it was like, I live right by the freeway. So the freeway lights are like right in between me and the other lights. So the light pollution is kind of bad, but in the video I sent you can clearly see what I'm talking about, but I did describe it wrong. And there's actually two triangles. Now that I'm looking at the video again, it's like a triangle that's face on. And then there's one that's kind of askew that makes it look like a 3D pyramid.
Yeah. Interesting.
But I don't. So yeah. They were all staying perfectly still. And I just went back inside.
After a while, you're like, I don't know what this is. So I definitely want you to go peek out tonight, just to, you know, so we can chalk that up. I'm going to go ahead and say it's not flares, because that's the other one that people always say. It's like, oh, it's probably flares. But like, they only hang in this like sky, what, 7 seconds? So you would have noticed. You were watching these things for almost 15 minutes, right? 12 minutes. So it's probably not going to be flares floating in the sky. And they didn't drift. They didn't, like, I mean, that's interesting. I mean, as soon as we can chalk up that's, you know, you go out there tonight and you take that picture and you're like, yeah, there's no lights here now, right? Then I'm like, you know, it's a bona fide good UFO. I don't know what it is, though. Like, what do you think that is, that triangle formation? What do you think it is?
To be honest, I the way I think aliens are is I'm not completely sure yet, because I'm actively trying to figure out, you know, like what they are. I'm actively interested in what the hell these things might be and stuff. And since there's so many, like, I've been hearing, like, I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and the Cosmic Channels are so great for this, because it just gives me all kinds of like firsthand accounts of things and just makes me believe more, like, you know, think more about it critically. But like, I think they're kind of just like I've heard people say that they're just like the, like, you know, the veil is just at the right moment, something lined up perfectly just for. But, you know, that's just from my perspective, because everybody else has eyes that can look from other perspectives. So people that were under the lights, I don't know what. I tried to look it up. I tried to go on Snapchat Maps because it, like, people post stories and they, have a question marker.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't see anything about lights or no one, like, was recording the sky or anything. So I don't know if it was, like, if that means it was just, like, it just coincidentally, these helicopters were not breaking formation and they were just doing an air show, like a drone show, like, that far away, that bright.
I don't know. If you're listening to this and you saw something in the LA area that you thought was weird, April 13th, 2024, sometime at Saturday night. Hey, we want to know. We need some cooperation here of this story because, like, yeah, there's so many people. Like, you know, maybe I really wish I could get on the MUFON page now, because usually sometimes it doesn't, like, you know, people, it'll take like a week or so till you get, like, not very often is it like date seen today, date reported today. It's usually like, you know, takes a little while for these reports to come in and get actually onto the system. But I'll keep a peek on that, man, and I'll let you know if anything. Well, I'll post it that if anything was seen around this time, because now I'm intrigued. So I made a little note for myself, and we'll have to go from there. But hey, please take a picture tonight. Go out around the same time, quickly snap a picture of, in the distance of kind of the same area, and let's just chalk up. I just want to eliminate the chance that those are just reoccurring lights from this mountain in the back.
Yeah, like just to clarify, I've never even seen lights on this mountain whatsoever.
Yeah. No. Or
like lights are just
out of nowhere. Like I said, I get the Dan voice in my head, and the Dan voice goes, "Well, it's maybe new construction. They didn't know about it. It just started." You're like, "Shut up. Let's." But I just like let.
Yeah, I'll prove Dan wrong. I'll go out there at exactly the same time stamp.
Beautiful.
We'll bust Dan right now.
And then we're like, okay, now we're on to something. This is some interesting stuff. Have you reported that yet? You said you didn't?
No, I haven't reported it. But I also have never, like, heard of UFOs around my area. Like, I'm a couple, how far are we from LA? Like, an hour? Yeah, like, we're like an hour from, with traffic, it's like an hour and a half, 2 hours. We're pretty far from LA. And I was looking north, so it wasn't even, like, towards LA.
I want to tell you something right now. I'm going to fill you in on something. You live that close to LA, you have a rich history of seeing UFOs in the skies around LA. Do me a favor, report that. Go on MUFON, report it, because people like the, especially ones, people who have the wherewithal to take a picture and videos, they love that, right? Just, you don't need it. It's going to take you 10 minutes.
Yeah, I've definitely talked.
Right. So just log it on there, because what happens is, and I've talked to other people who they go, yeah, I went on MUFON to see if I saw any other reports, and I didn't. And I'm like, well, did you report it? And they're like, no. And I'm like, well, what if there was someone else who looked to see if there was something else? And went, okay, well, nah, I'm not going to, maybe I didn't see, I don't know, right? So, but the second
I didn't even look yet.
Yeah. Well, I can't, it's down, but still, when it's up, make sure to report that, right? Who knows? Maybe someone will give you a call and you get to explain a little bit, and maybe it'll inspire some other people to share their account. But thank you so much for calling in, opening the show.
Thank you for hosting the show.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
You're great.
You guys still there? Oh, yeah, hey. I just went silent there.
We both had brain farts, but thank you. Thank you for hosting.
Hey, no worries,
man. I appreciate being able to call.
All right, take care of yourself.
You too.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Love those UFO calls, strange lights in the sky. I love it. You've seen some strange lights. You've seen some weird absence of lights in the sky. This is your show. 1-833-703-0424. Lines are open. 1-833-703-0424. Woo! Let's go right to the lines. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Braden, what's up? It's Daniel from Virginia.
What's going on, Daniel? How are you doing?
Good, man. Missed you, bud. hey, do you have caller ID?
Yeah, I can see your number. It doesn't say your name.
Well, I've called many times before.
I recognize really your voice.
You have fired it back up.
I recognize the voice. But good. Hey, thank you for calling back in.
Yeah, of course. Well, I love that you got it going. And I tell you what, man, I think about calling in all the time. There's so many things that I want to talk about. I'll try to keep it concise. So,
let it off the rails, man. It's Cosmic Channels. This is what this is for.
Yeah. Hey, have you gotten a dream call in tonight?
No dream call. So if you want to be the one dream call, you are first up.
Okay. All right. So, I think I might be part of the reason why the Dream Police came in the first place. Because of my first call.
It's not because of any one person. I will tell you that. I think this is my personal thought. I think dream calls are interesting. I do. I think when people tell me them, I'm like, holy, that's weird. But it's one of those things where when you're trying to, like, you know, when you're talking about weird and paranormal, sometimes you hear a dream and you're like, that's a weird dream. That's where you're stuck with, unless there's some other, like, you know, and then I woke up and that thing that I dreamed about came true.
Right.
Now we're in premonition, right? Not a little dream. But I think what happens is, and this was a gripe of the collective group of when we kind of were like, hey, no more dreams, is just like when people call with a UFO story, I find a lot of the time the first couple calls dictate the calls I get on the show for that night. Right. So it's, when someone calls with a UFO story, whether it be a phenomenon or not, I feel like a lot of the calls I get afterwards are UFO calls, right? And a ghost story. Then people are like, I have a ghost story. And they do that. Well, everyone has dreams, right?
Yeah.
So people hear a dream call and they go, fuck, I got a dream. And they call and they go, here's my weird dream. And you go, now your second call, you're like, that is a weird dream. That's super weird.
Yeah. And the thing about dreams is that they're just so subjective. And like you said, everyone has them.
Yeah. So. And like everyone could tell a really fucked up story. I have a reoccurring story where I'm on a fucking school bus and the bus is being driven by human spiders. It's wild. I have it every couple years vividly. And it's always the same. And I age in the dream. Like I'm the same.
What?
Yeah.
Is it a nightmare?
Not really. Like, not really. It's uncomfortable. And I usually wake up like uncomfortable and it's weird. And I, in the dream, I realize that this isn't right. But like, you know what I mean? It's just fucked up. There's no premonition. Yeah. There's nothing. It's just a fucked up dream that I have. And it's weird. I'm like, I don't know. I've never had any run-in with spider people. So it's just a weird dream. But
Not to put you on the spot and psychoanalyze you, but maybe you got something with something with spiders.
I hate them. I hate spiders. I saw Arachnophobia when I was too young. My parents let me watch it when I was too young, and it fucked me up. And I cannot. I don't know why. I'm a grown ass man.
That'll do it.
And I see a spider, and I'll jump out of my skin.
No, they're so scary.
Yeah. So So that, like, that's, you know, probably has a little bit of it, of the reason why is that I have that fear of them now. But yeah, it's just a dream. So, but let's hear yours. Let's hear you. We do one dream call.
All right. So it's not really, I don't really want to necessarily give you a dream. I just want to kind of talk about sleep paralysis and the many different forms that it exists. Just because in my past, I experienced a lot of sleep paralysis, but I want to start the story out with some juice. Okay. Which is the first time I called in, it kind of ended with this, but when I was, and again, you know, stories with kids, but when I was four, I saw this blue, now I wasn't dreaming. It wasn't sleep paralysis. I was awake and I could move. There was this blue, like luminescent human thing that was on my ceiling for a brief moment. And it was almost like Spider-Man kind of floating and like looking down at me, and it freaked the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
And I was really young, and I was with my sister in the room, and I tried to wake her up and I looked back and it was gone. And so that kind of stuck with me for the rest of my life. And I always, you know, as an adult, you don't really know what to think of it. You just kind of assume that it was, you know, maybe you try to rationalize it. But, you know, then I experienced a lot of sleep paralysis. And if you go and you watch a movie called The Nightmare, it's mostly about sleep paralysis and people experiencing different things with sleep paralysis. But in that movie, they actually present like a blue entity like this. And when I saw that, it was just a big slap in the face. Like, oh my God, what the fuck is this? You know, and I follow all the lore and all the stuff that you guys have presented and before that. And it's not really something that you hear about very often. But if anyone else has experienced that, seen some sort of like glowing luminescent blue, and it's almost translucent, there's no real form to the face or anything like that. It'd be fascinating to know if somebody else has experienced something like that. But sleep paralysis in itself, I think, is very interesting.
Brother, hold on. Listen to this. Have you Googled glowing blue man dreams in your dreams?
I found like things about blue people, but it was just because of their diet or something like that.
No. There's like a Reddit page I'm looking of people being like, and maybe this is you, and people talking about a humanoid figure walking into the parents' room, glowing blue, then disappears. Don't know if it's some sort of astral projection. And then there's a whole Reddit post of this, like, people talking about this, like, blue energy person that they see. And they said, and a lot of people are like, I've seen this during an episode of sleep paralysis, standing in my doorway. I could see it clearly. The second I could move, it disappeared. It was literally just electric, glowing blue human shape, average height. All it did was look at me and walk down the hallway for a minute, and then it disappeared. Like, there's hundreds. I'm reading these of this, like, people, because like when I typed in The Nightmare, I just wanted to Google the movie while you're talking about, I saw the Hat Man on the, like, in one of the pictures. I'm like, oh, Hat Man, that's pretty, it's kind of a phenomenon that a lot of people see. Maybe this thing is, and it looks like you're not alone.
Oh, well, that's fascinating. I'm going to have to go down that rabbit hole sometime soon.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. So I've experienced sleep paralysis in a lot of different ways than other people have, in that a lot of times when I experience it, it's in the dream, it's something happening inside of a dream, whereas a lot of people, they kind of feel like they're still awake. And I've had that too, where you think you're in your room and you try to move, but you can't move, and maybe there's something else there. And honestly, personally, I think it's always a dream. Even if you're in your room and you think you can look around your room, you're asleep and you're in a dream, just dreaming of your room. Not to say that there isn't, so let me take a step back. If something else is, like, any time that I'm experiencing sleep paralysis and, actually every single time, there's something else there. Like, I'll be dreaming and it will interrupt my dream. It will change the dream and force some sort of paralysis. Mm. And I had to basically fight my way out of it. After, like, years of dealing with it, I hated it. You know, you start out just completely fearful. And in a lot of other cases that I've heard of, in my cases, it's normally when you get to that point that, like you lose control, and then it takes control of you. And a lot of times, you know, like, all you can do is just, like, you can't do anything but have a breathless howl of desperacy for your life and soul, and then you wake up and you're okay. But
it's terrifying.
You can fight it. You can resist it. And I feel like I did that, and I physically fought this thing in my dreams. And it eventually got to the point to where these characters, these entities, would basically leave me alone. And I've got, like, chronicles of stories that kind of correlate, and to the point to where, like, they eventually kind of left me alone and whatnot. But I know that Dan has experienced a little bit of sleep paralysis. And one of the things that would be kind of fun to ask him when you have a chance is, when he experiences it, does it really feel like he's just having a nightmare, or does it feel like something else is there? Because I've had nightmares and it's not the same.
From my conversations with Dan, because I've talked to him, you know, tons off air and about sleep paralysis and stuff, and he's told me about how he kind of gets himself out of it. He focuses on, like, a toe or a pinky, and it's usually if he hyper-focuses, like, focuses on the one thing, he can then kind of get out of it. But, you know, I'll have to ask him if, because he does say there's other things there, but I don't know if he's saying that, like, it's in a nightmare that there's other things, or if, like, there, he when he means, like, He's like, I feel like there's something else there. Because it would be surprising for me, knowing Dan and knowing Dan for as long as I have, for him to be like, no, it's something else is there. Dan's very mm-hmm. logical. Dan, I have a feeling. I don't want to speak for him, and maybe he'll surprise me. But I from knowing him so long, I'm going to guess he's going to say, no, this is a nightmare. And it's because I'm asleep and I wake myself out of it.
Okay.
But
yeah, there's one instance in particular. I feel like I remember a story of like a witch about to give him a blowy or something.
Yeah, it was like on his chest or something. And like, yeah, like I know there's one where that's sitting on him or something.
Okay.
I don't think he'd be so quick to wake up from that one, the one you described.
Yeah. I don't know where I got this from. I'll have to go back and find the episode to redeem myself.
Yeah, no, I think I don't doubt it. We maybe made that joke, but he
yeah.
Well,
I just want to say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, ahead. No, sorry. I thought someone had a question in the chat there, but it didn't pop up, so it's definitely interesting though. It's like I've never had sleep paralysis. It sounds terrifying. I think I would like to experience once, because I know I've heard a lot of people who have had it happen just once and never again. I think I would only to just feel the experience. I've only lucid dreamed like a couple times, handful of times, and wild stuff. And I've always like,
I mean, that sounds cool. I've never lucid dreamed that. Sounds great.
Yeah, it's only like two or three times that's happened in my life. And like euphoric, unbelievable. When like I was flying, it was the coolest thing. It was the coolest thing ever. I was just like, oh, I'm in a dream. I'm dreaming right now. And I was just like, and I'm flying. And I just flew around. It was so fun. And then I woke up and I was that's so awesome. Sad. So it's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, to know, because so many people, you know, see similar things when they have sleep paralysis. That's the interesting thing to me, is that like it's such a like a shared phenomenon of some of the, you know, I want to say creatures or people or beings or shadow figures that people see.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's, I wonder if it's some sort of, you know, if it's, you know, how we all have like the instincts of like, you know, the what's the one where you see like something human and it's not quite human? It kind of freaks you out.
Was it Uncanny Valley?
Uncanny Valley. Yes. We all have these kind of like evolutionary traits. Like, is that just something like ingrained in us? Are these like shadow figures, like stuff we're supposed to be scared of, or, you know, interesting to think about.
So I don't actually, even though I say like, it feels like something else is there, I don't necessarily think that there's actually something in our reality, in our waking reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not married to any of these thoughts or ideas that I share about this. It's really just kind of a hypothesis. But I think of consciousness as something that is universal, in that, you know, I personally believe like I am you from a different view. I'm what is my soul is the same thing as what makes somebody else's soul or another animal's soul or whatever the total collective conscience is. And with reality, there's at least four dimensions. You've got height, width, depth, and time. And I think that the mind is a little bit more, has a few more angles to it than we really know or are aware of. And we've got ancestral thought that has shaped our DNA. And I think it's shaped the way that we think. And if you consider just groupthink and the amount of groupthink that's existed for thousands and thousands of years, I think it might, it's just a hypothesis, like maybe we create things in a fourth dimension of consciousness that is only accessible when we're asleep.
Yeah, I mean, tons of people like, you know, we've kind of talked about that and theorized that, like, you know, I've had tons of beers and late night conversations where you're like, you know, the conversation goes to like Akashic records. And I point to things like even like Hollywood scripts, you look and you know, how many times, you know, like you had, you had Armageddon, the movie Armageddon. And then you had the other movie with the asteroid released same year. And you see these so mm-hmm. similar, you'll see these movies that come out written by different people, directed by different people, right? almost made at the same time, and you're like, these are so uniquely similar that it kind of makes you think that, you know, when you're talking on kind of the stream that you're talking on, it's like maybe these were pulled out by people at the same time from some sort of, you know, shared knowledge and shared conscious state that we're unaware of. And that's why you get these kind of synchronicities in these creative designs and creative thoughts, is because we're all pulling from the same creative, you know, pool, and we don't know it. Right? It's interesting thoughts.
That's pretty wild to think about.
But yeah, it's, I mean, there's tons of those movies. I can't think of any others right now, but I'm sure there's, like, you know, one of those weird, like, top 10 similar movies that came out at the same time. Because I remember there was one with, like, Just Friends and, like, with, like, Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis. And then there was another one with, like, Ashton Kutcher and, like, Brittany Murphy. And it was, like, the same plot, same movie. And you're like, how did that get made at the same time? It's so interesting.
And then there's just dreams are pretty fascinating. It's just all of this stuff that you deal in. It's just kind of tough to psychologically chew, because we never get that conclusion. And even if we do, you know, like, you're the only person to talk to about it, because it doesn't mean anything to anyone else.
Yeah.
So,
well, you just got to get in the right circles, my friend. Tons of people like talking about this stuff. Thank you so much for calling in.
And, of course, man. Always good to talk to you. Hey. I love you, bud. And I'll keep listening to those Cosmic channels every episode.
Help us boost those numbers. And thank you for taking us down that little rabbit hole there. That was awesome.
Thanks, bud.
All right. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Until next time.
It wasn't even really a dream call. We just kind of went on an interesting, you know, thinking about thought and consciousness. And like I've said before, you know, if you don't have a story you want to call in, you got a theory, you want to shoot the shit on a conspiracy. Hey, this is your show, 1-833-703-0424. Lines are now open. I saw there was someone on hold. I don't know if you can be on hold for 16 minutes. There's a call. Let's go right to the call. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is the Boner Man.
Hey, what's going on, Boner Man?
Yeah, it's my first time calling in.
Right on. You've been in the chat ton, so I'm glad.
Yeah. I've been watching you cats for maybe 7 years.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. Yeah. What do you got for us tonight?
Well, I mean, what do you want to talk about tonight?
Anything, man. I'll call it any story, whatever you want.
Okay. Here, I'll take you off the speaker. I've only had one experience, really.
What's your?
Well, he was a shadow man when I was in college about 10 years ago. Yeah. I was living in this hotel that was taken over by the college. So it was kind of an off-campus, you know, place.
Yeah.
But I know that the hotel had some really strange things that happened in it. Like a guy got killed by a grenade in the parking lot.
Whoa. Which
I know, right? It had to do with the mob, and he killed himself. Yeah.
So this place already has some troubled history.
Yeah. It was in Utica, New York.
Do you remember the hotel name?
No, because it had been taken over for a long time ago, probably back in the 80s.
So right. So when you moved in, what happened? Did anything like kind of precurse this sighting or this experience?
Just the only one that I know a few things about it. There was a big fire on the third floor, and it was always locked up, so nobody could go up there. I lived right below it, with another person that doesn't want to talk about it. And the experience only happened to me. I don't think he ever had anything happen to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So walk us through the experience. So was it going to sleep? Was it middle of night? How did it happen?
I had come home from the campus. I was working at a radio station at the college at the time, kind of like you guys are, right?
Yeah.
I was weatherman.
Oh, wow.
Magic Tiger weatherman. That was my name.
Meteorologist, I think they prefer.
Well, I did a lot of stuff. I was a production guy.
I was told calling the meteorologist a weatherman is like calling a paramedic the ambulance driver. That's what I was told.
Well, I did a lot of stuff. I was a production guy. I was a Magic Tiger weatherman, you know, WPNR 90.7 FM, Magic Tiger. Yeah. What happened to me, it was at 4 in the morning, right? So, and yeah,
right,
I woke
right
up.
Right around the witching hour.
And I couldn't move. Huh?
Right around the witching hour.
Well, I had woken up.
Yeah.
And I couldn't move. Couldn't move. And you guys probably know how it goes. You know, can't move. You're afraid. Like, oh my God, I can't move. And there's a thing in the corner. It was a shadow guy.
Just sitting or just standing?
I was in the bed.
Yeah, but what was the shadow doing?
It was in the corner of the room. And I couldn't speak. And
like, were you just, did you feel like it was, were you like holding gaze with it? Like, what was the vibe that you were getting from this thing as it looked at you?
I just couldn't do anything but stare at it. And I yelled what I could. It was, oh my fucking God. Well, I can't speak on your channel or swear, probably.
Oh, you can swear. You fucking rights, you can swear. It's...
Oh, okay.
It's all good. You know,
Jesus, you know, what the hell?
So terrifying. Like, it's just an absolutely terrifying ordeal.
Yes, it was one of the most terrifying things of my life.
So how did it end? Like, did you just regain function and then disappears or what?
I rolled onto the floor and hurt myself. I hit a chair and I walked towards it on my knees and tried to grab it and fight it. Right? And it disappeared.
And you're just standing there grabbing that air.
Yeah, I tried my best to attack it.
Weird.
So, and after that, I stopped being scared and everything, and went to the bathroom and turned all the lights on, and you know, and for some reason, I was able to go back to bed, and I stayed there.
Never
moved out.
Have you ever had a bout of sleep paralysis since?
No. That was a one-off, one thing, and that was it.
And so what do you think? Like, what do you think when that's happening to people? Because it's that's a shared phenomenon a lot of people have. What do you think it is?
Demonic.
That's the feeling you got?
Yeah. And I've learned over the years that these things are demonic. Just kind of like Bigfoot could be a demonic thing.
Hold on. Elaborate on that. What do you mean Bigfoot being demonic?
Oh, you know, a Nephilim.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I've heard that. Well, yeah. I've heard various accounts that Nephilim came down and then they started having sex with everything.
A descendant.
Right, and that's some weird hybrid between Nephilim and whatever they were horny with in the woods, is what I've heard.
Yeah, and I wasn't into the occult or anything. And I never did any occult things or played it with a Ouija board. So I don't understand why it had come to me.
It's such an interesting phenomenon because it happens to literally hundreds and hundreds of people. Like so many people have this experience, some reoccurring all the time. Right. So it's weird. It's, you know, I've never heard a unified theory that I really am sold on of like why or what or what it could possibly be. It's just a very strange and unsettling encounter from every experience I've ever heard. I'm always like, yeah, it sounds terrible. Absolutely like a terrible time.
Yeah, it seems to happen to most people at least once in their life.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've never had an experience myself, but like I said earlier with the last caller, I'll be open one time. One time I'd be open to it, and then that's it. No more for me after that.
I think it happens to at least one time in everyone's life.
Yeah, I have to see. Brian, thank you so much for... Thank you for so much calling in and telling that shadow person story. And hopefully, you know, you don't get another encounter. But if you do, you know where to call.
No. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, that was like 10 years ago. So, you know, I've forgotten a lot of things about it. But I'll let you go on.
You're doing something right. So keep doing what you're doing. And if, you know, you're visited tonight, you know, make sure to call in. Let me know.
All right, I'll keep listening.
All right, take care of yourself.
Have a nice night.
Bye. See, boom. Two sleep paralysis. It's a phenomenon. People hear it and they're like, so many people have that shared experience of seeing a shadow person. I mean, I've seen one. The difference between mine and a lot of other people's, and I've heard other people's, where it's had nothing to do with sleep. Wide awake. Not asleep at all. Didn't fall asleep. But interesting, nonetheless. You got stories, you got weird accounts, we want them here. 1-833-703-0424. I saw someone was on hold. There they are. Let's go right to the call. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi.
How's it going?
This is Anya. I'm from Michigan.
Hey! It's about time. I almost gave up on you. You said you were going to call like 5 weeks ago.
I gave up on calling in.
Yeah, what the hell? I met Anya in Austin. She holds the record for the worst park job in the history of anyone parking a car. Literally parked her car on the busiest road. They literally shut down the road. And there was a huge party in just her car, and everyone was just partying around it.
I can't believe it didn't get towed, to be honest.
Yeah, no, it was spectacular. It was the best parking spot you could have parked. But I'm so glad you called in. What do you got for us tonight?
Okay, so honestly, I'm not sure. This could be like a real person or a ghost. I grew up on an 18-acre horse farm in Michigan, obviously, and is in the middle of nowhere. So there was literally nothing around the house that I grew up on. Why I don't know if this is a real person or not. First of all, I know the house was haunted. There's been many times where I would like babysit my younger sister and I would see a young or a little shadow person peek around corners and I would like yell at her to go back to bed and I would get up and she would be passed out in her room and the door would be closed and I wouldn't hear anything open. And so I would just see shadow people all the time. But the one I want to talk about is, so we had a 25 horse stall barn and my mom and I would go out at midnight every single night and just give the horses like a midnight snack. And it'd be a flake of hay. And we would lock up the barn all the doors and everything, and my dogs would come out with us, and like, I don't know, probably three times a week, he would just sit and bark at this one stall, and it was an empty stall that we just held like equipment in, and he would just sit and bark and bark, and it was terrifying. And so my mom would be like, no, it's fine. Like, I think she'd just try to ease my nerves. Yeah. But she was like, you're fine. Let's just keep going. We'll lock it up and we'll go back inside. And I would help her out on the weekends. And so this one time we had a girl, we had an indoor arena, and we had a loft that had like a futon and a mini fridge upstairs. And then we had like below the loft was like a storage place. And so we just had like curtains that would hide the storage place.
Yeah.
And the loft would overlook the arena. And this one time we had a girl who, her name was Sarah, and she was a trainer. So a lot of people would come in and do lessons with her. And so she came in, she would come in super early. And she came up to my mom one time and she was like, hey, I met your guest that's staying in the loft. And my mom's like, first of all, if I had someone come and stay with us, why the hell would I put them in the loft in the barn and not with us in the house? And she's like, oh, well, this guy is up in the loft every time I go up there. And he just acts like he's supposed to be there. He just like stays up there, and he's been like, he acts like he doesn't see me or knows that I'm there every time I come in. And my mom's like, okay, well, that's a little weird. And so what's creepy is it happened for like 3 days or 4 days in a row. And then all of a sudden he just wasn't there anymore. Never took anything, never like disrupted anybody. But what's creepy is he would never be in the loft every time my mom and I would go to like lock up the barn. So either it was a ghost, or this guy is stalking enough to know when to be in the barn and hiding before we would lock up the barn and all the other doors. Whether he was in a horse stall or he was underneath the loft in like that little storage area, it's just, my mom was like, that's fucking creepy. He would never take anything. Like, it was for literally 4 days. And my mom's like, that is the creepiest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And we always had a weird,
but the dog was alerted in there? Like, the dog was barking at something? So maybe the dog
knew? He would bark at, yeah, the stall that was empty. So whether he, this guy was in there or not. But the thing is, he wouldn't really acknowledge Sarah anytime she would go up there. She would just kind of say, oh, hi, good morning. Like, see, you're up here again. And he would, like, just look at her. And then he would look back to look out the window like he was watching someone in the arena.
Oh, that is so creepy. It makes me think of that, like, that one family. Remember, you may have seen it. It was, like, a viral video from a couple years ago where, like, he was like, someone's in my house. And then he set up a camera and there was, like, a woman that, like, crawls out of the air duct.
Yeah.
And, like, washes her feet in the sink and shit. Like, what is it called? Frogging. That's what that's called, I believe. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so creepy because you're, like, you know, like, so it's like he knew your routine enough that he would either, you know, if this is, I don't know what's worse, if that's a real person or if that's a ghost. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a tough one because you're like, a real person can really hurt you.
Well, and like, my mom's like, if this is a guy, if it's a real guy, like, why would he take anything? He just had to be there for four random days. And we are literally in the middle. Like, we had 18 acres ourselves, but like our neighbors also had horses and cows, and we were in the middle of nowhere. Like, if this guy was just like a hitchhiker or a homeless guy, like, I would have no idea where he would have came from. We're not by highway. We're not by a city. It was just,
how do you walk around that property now, not looking at every window and being like, where is this guy?
Well, when I went to college, she moved down to Texas.
Sorry.
So we don't live anymore.
Oh, you moved to Texas?
No. When, like, we lived there in Michigan, and then when I went to college, she sold the place and moved down to Texas.
Oh, okay. So potentially you sold this place with a
a creeper. Yeah.
With a creeper in it. Oh, that is terrifying. That is such a weird account because it's weird because it's like after 3 days, you're like, hey, this guy's giving me the creeps that you got living here. That's terrifying.
Well, And the other thing is, like, Sarah didn't tell my mom until he was already gone. And she's like, oh, did your guy, like, did he leave? And my mom's like, who the fuck are you talking about? Like, what do you mean? And she's like, oh, the guy that was staying up in the loft. And I was like, excuse me, there's a guy staying up in the loft and you're just now telling me?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I thought you knew. And I was like, absolutely not. Did not know.
I mean, how, like, and that guy must have played it so cool.
He didn't acknowledge me. He would look at me and that was it.
That's a weird thing too, though, because that's an interesting aspect of it too, because if you think about it, this guy doesn't know if she lives there. He doesn't know her. So like when she sees him in his head, he could be like, hey, this person might live here and the jig's up for me. But he doesn't, which makes me think that he's been there long enough to watch you guys to know that she doesn't live there.
That's what's so creepy is, like, he definitely, if it was a real person, which, like we both said, I'm not sure if it's creepier if it's a real person or a ghost, but he definitely would have had to watch our routine, like, day in and day out to not be seen at all throughout the day and then to only be there in the nighttime and then in the early morning.
Yeah, I mean, that's then how far is the house from the barn?
So the barn was attached to the house.
Oh,
like
my
goodness.
Like, we
just had a little walkway.
Oh. So he could have been peeking in windows.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Ew, yes. I didn't even think of that.
He could have been like, this is terrible. He just, like, could have been watching everything you guys did, right? Like, oh, that's just, there's something about that. It's just like, you know, obviously this person didn't do anything, but it's just like, oh, I just don't like it. I don't like it. If that, like, I almost would rather that be a ghost.
Well, and so the house that we bought, like the people we bought it from, they had a great uncle that did die in the basement of that house. So like that basement was terrifying to go into. So, it was just had the creepy vibes. And like I said, I've seen shadow people anytime I would babysit alone.
Yeah.
Luckily, I had an ex-boyfriend that was there with me one time, and he actually saw it too. And I was like, oh my God, good. I'm not going crazy.
It makes me interested to wonder if, because I'm like, the difference is that you're seeing shadows. You're seeing these, you know, shadows while you're awake of peeking around and whatnot. But this apparition, if it's a ghost, like, fully
real.
Yeah, and fully like presented itself to the horse trainer. It makes me wonder of like, is she more sensitive to this stuff and that's why she was able to see him so clearly? Was there a reason why, if it's a ghost, that he shows, like, he's able to, he appears in front of this person and not others? Or maybe it, you know, if we're going, let's go apparition for a second, and this is some sort of ghost that lives there. Maybe, did you, like, I don't know what kind of vibe the ghost gave off, if it was benevolent or anything, but maybe if it was a ghost and it knew you guys lived there and it didn't want to startle you, it doesn't show itself. But this person that doesn't live there, it was comfortable showing itself because it's like, well, this person doesn't live here. So it's not going to be, this person's not going to be bothered.
And I guess that's the thing too, is she did say, she mentioned that she didn't get any malicious feelings from this being at all.
So
my mom was just like, it's so odd that he would just watch us stay for a few days and either be on his way or never come back.
Well, I mean, if it's a real person, I mean, you're pushing your luck every day you stay, right?
Yeah.
And especially as soon as someone's seen you, that just like the balls to, like, if that's a real person, to then be seen, ghost the person, like, just be like, no, I'm just pretend you're supposed to be here, look out the window, ignore them, don't really acknowledge them, and then stay for like three more days is like, that is wild.
I guess the other thing too is we did have cameras. We had cameras for liability issues for when we would have lessons, when we would have people who did come and they weren't supposed to be on the premises. So the thing is, my mom's like, why didn't I never see them on any of the cameras?
Yeah, see, I mean,
I don't know. I don't know. That's why I was like, it could be a real person, but it also could have been an apparition.
That's a great story because it's scary as a ghost, and it's even worse if it's real, like if there's a real person. So it's like, that's a phenomenal, because you're just like, either way, you're like, okay, well, it's a ghost. And then you're like, it's still like, I'm still creeped out. We didn't see it. There's this old man ghost. We see these things in the house. And then it's even worse if you're like, yeah, that's a real guy that's just lurking around. You're like, ugh. Yeah, either way, that's terrifying. I'm glad you called in and finally told that story. That's how often do you think about that?
Well, now I think it literally scarred me. So I every house I'm at now, I'm like, do you have cameras? Are your doors locked? Are your windows locked?
Yeah.
Do you know every square inch of your house? Because there could be a Frogger.
Honestly, that's what I like. I'm moving to a new place, and now I'm like, I'm going to have to look in the attic. I'm going to have to check the crawl space. I'm going to have to look around every corner to make sure there's not some weird person sharing my house with me.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Thank you so much for calling in. Better late than never.
I'll call in more, I promise. The first one is always the scariest, you know?
Yeah.
So now that I got that out of the way. So thanks again for having this platform. It's fantastic and you guys are great.
Yeah, I'm glad you got a call in. Thank you so much for calling, and take care of yourself and check for Froggers before you go to sleep.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right. Bye. Oh, terrifying. I don't know what's worse. I'm in my head. I'm like, what's worse? Ghost or real person? I think a real person. I think having a real person is worse. But that's going to be our last call for the night. Absolutely terrifying. And this is what I want you to do. You want to help that show for free? Head to any one of our social medias, Instagram, Facebook, where else? YouTube. Give us a follow. Give us a subscribe. Let me know, with that last story, is it more terrifying if the person living in your house is a ghost or a real person? I want to know your thoughts on that terrifying last account. Huge thank you to everyone who's making Cosmic Channels possible. We're going to keep rolling this thing, baby. It's been awesome. I'm having such a good time doing it. And if you're listening to this and you've got a story, I want to hear it. Thursday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 1-833-703-0424. Give me a call. Let's share your story with the world. But that's it for this week at Cosmic Channel. See you next week. And the cosmic lines are now closed. We'll be right back.